This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the California-Nevada Creighton League's really cool event called REACH. REACH Conference here in lovely Las Vegas. And look who's in the studio lounge, Tina Lozano from the RMJ Foundation. How are you, Tina? Good to see you.
I am great. Thank you. Great to see you as well.
Yeah. How is the conference going? I saw you were busy yesterday doing the Bite of Reality, chaperoning those high schoolers around and stuff. I bet that was a fun event.
So, it was.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that. So
yeah.
I love the Bite of Reality because it truly is a reality check for the young folks out there looking to embark before they get to adulthood. It gives them a taste of what's going on out there. So share with me that experience for them.
Yeah. So yesterday we had just shy of 100 local high school students from here in Las Vegas come to the hotel and do our Bite of Reality program. Mm-hmm. We had volunteers from a number of different credit unions playing the role of the merchants, upselling the kids. You know how that goes, right?
I love that stuff.
And it was a great collaboration among a bunch of credit unions to give those kids that experience. As well, we love doing the program at REACH because it gives REACH attendees an opportunity to come in and actually see the program in action if they may not know about it or haven't actually had the opportunity to see it. Because it's one of those programs that sounds amazing on paper, but then when you see it in person, that's when you really understand the impact that it has. So it was great. We had quite a number of REACH attendees just come by and look at the program.
Is there any interaction between the REACH attendees and the high schoolers? Like, can credit unions go, hey, what do you think about credit unions? What do you know about credit unions? Just to get that feedback from the younger generation? I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, they certainly could. I'm not sure if they did, but they certainly would have that opportunity. And also the credit union folks, I mean, we encouraged them to walk around and listen in at the, on the conversations that were happening at each of the stations and hearing about, hearing firsthand, like, what that sounds like to go through the program.
Tell me about some of the a couple of the stations that the high schoolers had to go through to give them a Bite of Reality. What mom and dad get to deal with on a daily basis.
So the favorite one in that genre is Kid Care.
What fun that is. Oh, gosh.
In our program, as you know, they get assigned a persona. So they're assigned a job and a spouse and, you know, a spouse's job and salary, but they all also are assigned a child.
Okay.
So that child has an age and a name.
All right.
So they have to make all of their purchases at all of the different stations for their family. So when they go to transportation, they have to buy a transportation for themselves and for their spouse. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about this before a lot of times because the spouse is imaginary. We get the sports car for myself.
Oh, of course.
And the bus pass for the spouse.
Oh my goodness.
But kid care is the real eye-opener because daycare is so expensive, and that's one of the choices they have to make. Do they want licensed daycare, or do they want grandma or another family member to babysit? Yeah. And of course, you know, there's a huge price difference between those two, so the kids always want to be like, yeah, a family member.
Yeah.
And so the volunteers are prepared to chat with them about the difference between, like, licensed daycare and how important it is. And, oh, by the way, when it says grandma, it means the baby's grandma, not your grandma. So that's your mom. Does your mom work? Like, is she able to babysit? Just creates this whole conversation around how expensive kids are. And then when we do the debrief at the end, we get to chat with them a little bit about, you know, these are the things your parents deal with on a regular basis. So
can you have one of them have twins? I've been through that, and it's a lot of fun, believe me. So
I think that would send some of these kids over the edge.
I was like, no, I don't want to grow up. No,
because when we do the debrief, a lot of, like, what's something interesting or surprising that you learned or something like that, and you always get, like, kids are expensive.
Yes, they are.
I'm never having kids.
Oh, talk about a Bite of Reality. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you told me before the recording that you have another program that you guys are launching or running or something. So share with me that. I'm pins and needles here, Tina.
Okay. So that's our Financial Counselor Academy.
Okay.
We have partnered with the California and Nevada Credit Union Leagues. to deliver jointly the Financial Counselor Academy. And what that is, so CUNA has a program called FICEP. It's a credentialing program so that credit union employees can become certified credit union financial counselors.
Okay.
That's a self-study program, and we have built a whole program around that.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to the participants studying to pass their exam,
mm-hmm.
we do provide, you know, some study guides and study assistance,
mm-hmm.
as well. We enrich it with kind of the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So we do some empathy training. We do, you know, how to help members negotiate with creditors. We do just coaching in action. We bring in an actual financial counselor to talk about how that actually looks on the ground, doing that counseling. So it's about a three or four month program. We're kicking off our third group in January, and then we'll have a fourth one in May.
Mm-hmm.
And this past year we had two groups that went through. So we put about almost 100 folks through that now have their certified financial counselor accreditation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that just means that they're knowledgeable about how to help somebody who may be financially struggling.
Yeah, and certainly financial crisis mode, right. Yeah.
And or somebody who just says, I would love to have a budget, but I don't know how to do it.
Oh,
so it can be anywhere along the range. And it's just a great opportunity to help credit unions equip their entire staff,
mm-hmm.
to be able to help their members attain financial
wealth. Or even recognize members,
mm-hmm.
who might be on the verge of getting into some sort of issues with their finances, so they can help them out proactively. I think that would be
absolutely
really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm of the mind that you can never have too much of this type of stuff, so especially in a credit union environment. So
and we've had from frontline all the way to CEOs go through the program.
Oh, good.
We've got credit unions that are talking to us about wanting their entire staff in every department,
mm-hmm.
to go,
mm-hmm.
through that program, because it's so important to be able to have everybody be on the same page,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, the importance of helping the members and their financial well-being journey. And and so it's, like I said, it's about a 3 or 4 month program, and we meet every other week virtually on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
We proctor the exams virtually on Zoom,
mm-hmm.
and then at the very end we have a capstone day that's an in-person day, and then we can bring everything together. The people who have met each other, you know, on the Zoom calls can actually meet in person, do networking, and then also put into action,
mm-hmm.
what they've learned.
Mm-hmm.
So we do role-playing exercises and talk about how, now that you have this certification, you've been through this program, what does that now look like,
mm-hmm.
back at your credit union?
Yeah. And so who is this for again? Is it for California Credit Union?
California
Nevada?
And Nevada.
Oh, no, okay,
mm-hmm.
through the league, I guess? Okay.
And across the country, a number of my sister state credit union foundations,
mm-hmm.
offer similar kinds of programs.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Cool. All right, before I let you go, though, I want to hear, what's the latest at RMJ Foundation? Because, what's going on there?
Well,
I'm sure a lot of stuff, as always. But
So Bite of Reality, going crazy this past year. We reached about 24,000 students in California and Nevada.
Good job.
Working with 50 or 60 or so credit unions,
mm-hmm.
delivering that program. And nationwide, because we do license our app out,
mm-hmm.
Close to 50,000 students have,
mm-hmm.
gone through the program using our app. So that's been exciting.
Gosh.
We did add a new feature to our Bite of Reality program,
mm-hmm.
this year. It's called Pay Yourself First. So in a,
mm-hmm.
it's all about, we always talk about how important savings is.
Yeah.
The Reality Fair program that we've been delivering for a number of years kind of never had that up front. It was always, if you have money left at the end, you'll put it in your savings account. And we always felt like that was a missing piece.
Yeah, you got it backwards.
A little bit. So we have now added a feature in the app that before the kids start going to all the different stations to shop, they are asked, do you want to pay yourself first? And so they can put some money aside.
That
gives another opportunity again, in the debrief, to be able to chat about how important that was to,
mm-hmm.
set some money aside, and,
mm-hmm.
you still were able to make purchasing decisions based on that, you know, that new budget.
Yep.
after you put money
aside. As long as you can budget properly, then that's a great habit to get into. And then the next thing you know, you look at what you save at the end of the year, and it's significant. So I love plans like that where you kind of reverse it and go, hey, let's pay yourself first and then get to the other stuff.
Exactly. Good stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So where can we find out more information about the RMJ Foundation? How can credit unions get involved? All that good stuff.
So www.rmjfoundation.org.
There you go.
And you can shoot us an email at info@rmjfoundation.org. And we would love to, chat and see how we can get more credit unions delivering this amazing education in their communities.
Yeah, I think, again, I'm of the mind that you can never have too much of this stuff, especially for the young folks looking to make it in life. So yeah, this is a great foundation from which to build on. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Tina. Well, I'm gonna let you get going. Thank you so much for hanging out for a little bit, and always enjoy our conversations here at Reach, and keep up the good work there at RMJ.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome, Tina Lozano, everybody from RMJ Foundation. Go check them out. Doing some good stuff. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.